So let's talk a little bit of silver. I'm really not gloating. I can't gloat. Silver is still, I think, underpriced. So technically, it hasn't done what I think it ought to do, which is run a lot higher. Lots of reasons why that might be, but I came across this article, Silver Explodes, But Why? And I'm going to go through a little bit of it as a little addition to the Financial Weather Report, and then I'm going to tell you some real numbers about silver's performance vis-a-vis the S&P 500 for the last two decades. All right. So this is Keith Weiner. I don't really know if I like taking advice from a guy named Weiner, but anyway, Keith Weiner, I think this is from Seeking Alpha. The title is Silver Explodes, But Why? He says, last week at midnight in London, the price of the metal, that's silver, was $26.90. By 9 p.m., it had rocketed up to 28.95, a gain of 7.6%. This is not normal, but then we are not in a normal world. Okay, first of all, I think a guy who writes for investments in magazines or newsletters or online sites should be very particular about their language, and they really never are. So it really depends on what you're talking about. So if you're talking about silver as an investment, yeah, I don't think silver normally runs 7.5% or 7.6% in a day. But then again, most things don't. What about silver as speculation? It's not unusual that you could say, well, what's the cause? Would people be running to jump into silver, meaning speculation, because they think something catastrophic is coming, let's say, in the monetary world? And the answer is yes, that would be somewhat even normal. And so in a speculative world, you say, hey, 7.6% in a day is not unusual. And then the third way of looking at, quote unquote, investments or whatever you want to call it, is a hedge. And hedges can run up 7.6% easily because hedge type of investing usually is whole people trotting in that direction because they think, again, something untoward is coming in the investment world. So it really depends on how you look at what you're talking about. Silver is an investment, like, hey, I'm just going to plunk some money down and see if it grows over time. No, you wouldn't expect 7.6% in a day. But in a speculative world or in hedge world, I don't think that's all that unusual. He says that the Republicans are spending like drunken modern monetary sailors. Well, that's true. The deficit is now likely to be $6 trillion. Folks, we are in uncharted territory here. A deficit of $6 trillion? We used to be worried about debts of $1 trillion. Now we have annual deficits of six times that amount. No, but he says this, and I thought it was interesting because I heard Franklin Sanders' voice echoing in the echo chamber of my mind. The risk of holding dollars or its derivatives, such as the pound, the euro, the yuan, is rising. Didn't Franklin Sanders say that very thing? Try to be out of dollars? Well, of course, I think that's a little easier said than done. I mean, we still have to spend those greenbacks in America the last time I checked. But it doesn't mean that you can't do some protective things, like maybe get out of the dollar into gold and silver, let's say, or something like that, and then transfer back in whenever you need the cash. Anyway, and the return for taking the risk, he says, of holding dollars is falling. So what's the translation of all that, right? Even money, good money, the investor money, those smart guys on Wall Street, even those guys leave dollars investments denominated in dollars when they think bad times are a-coming. He says this, send in the metals. So it's logical that people turn to the monetary metals. Again, yes, that's true, but for what? Are they doing it for investment, for speculation, for hedge, for all? I'll tell you why I do it. I do it as a hedge. Most people, I think, are speculating on it and will jump out as quickly as they jumped in, which will then reverse the price situation. That's what I mean. There are differences in how you look at this and then what your actions are going to be in accord with it. But here we go. I thought this was an interesting little historical perspective about silver. I told you it had been up some time ago, and it was. It was after the 2008 crisis. I couldn't remember all the dates and the dollar values, but here they are in the article by Keith Weiner. Silver explodes, but why? In April 2011, silver was at $49.21 an ounce. Pretty amazing, huh? It's sitting at a little better than 25 right now. It was at 29 earlier last week or earlier this week. I'm not sure which, but silver is sitting there, I think, precariously just waiting to bust out to a new high. So Mr. Weiner asked this question, mere speculation. He says, well, if gold should be at $2,050 an ounce, which is what he thinks it should be based on some rubrics he was using, if gold should be $2,050, then why shouldn't silver be $52? Or in other words, twice what it is now. Now, guys, if you're looking for a double, you know, all these investment guys out there, man, I hit a home run. I got a double on that one, or I hit a, you know, whatever. Okay, everybody likes to talk in those fancy terms. They're making so much money in the market. You're looking for a double, and you can't say it's assured, right? Nobody can say that. We don't know what the future holds, but one that you could say has odds on some really good chances of doing it, silver might be your one. Now, if gold was 2050 and silver was $52, then the gold-silver ratio would be 41, which is not extreme, he says. No, it's not. It's about average. And he says if gold were to run up as silver went up, then silver could easily touch $66 an ounce. In other words, he says in the closing of this paragraph, the price would be more than double its current level, assuming that the price of gold did not budge even during this epic silver event. Okay. He goes on to analyze some fundamental stuff that I don't really think is all that germane to this conversation, and I kind of want to close with the Financial Weather Report anyway. But he says, the manic rise in the price of silver will end someday, but to quote our old friend Aragorn from The Lord of the Rings, today is not that day. So here's a guy who's pretty pro-silver right now, pretty pro-metals. I think almost kind of late to the party. Maybe he's been a metals guy all along, I don't know. But I thought I'd give you some numbers, some real numbers. Let's analyze silver as even an investment, okay? So like I said, why do I buy it? I buy silver as emergency money. In other words, I want to hold, if you put $20 into silver today and you flash forward 40 years and inflation destroys the value of the $20, right? Or what I say, 20 bucks, whatever, yeah, okay. But your silver is still going to have that amount of purchasing power 40 years from now. That's the point of a hedge. That's the point of why you get silver as hedging against the loss or the erosion of the dollar, okay? But it's also a pretty darn good investment in the classical sense, which means you buy it at $2 and you sell it at $10 or whatever else, right? Just the pure gain of buying it at one price and selling it at another. So here's the numbers. Well, let me just do this one number. Since the year 2000, the performance in U.S. dollars of silver, okay, is this. It's up 382.62%. Now, you might say, well, I have no bearing as to whether that's good, bad, or in between. Well, I did that for you. The S&P 500, the adjusted close in the S&P 500, as of August 10th, 2 days ago, was $3,360.47. Adjusted close means assuming all dividends and splits, reinvested, et cetera, okay? I went back to 2000, to compare the same time frame. So silver since 2000 versus the S&P since 2000. Silver up 382.62%, the S&P up 130.92%. By the way, the S&P performance is pretty darn good, 6.34% per year. You know what the silver is? 18.52% per year. Now, I said earlier, I wasn't gloating. What did I mean? Well, there's kind of a good bad story about when silver prices rise. It's kind of bad news. Why? It just means your dollars are more worthless than they were the day before. There was a certain component to silver's value measured in U.S. dollars. It just means the dollars are worth less. Maybe worthless is the better word. They're worth less. They're also worthless. So I guess the question is, well, David, will you ever sell your silver? Or, you know, you're buying it for emergency money for some future time like the, you know, Mad Max era of the United States. Well, maybe. The answer is maybe. So when might I sell my silver? Well, the first answer is I might do the Franklin-Sanders swap. Franklin says that the ratios switch if silver becomes more expensive relative to gold, I might sell silver and buy gold, do the swap, he calls it, to make a dividend, if you will, on my metals. That's one time I might sell. Here's one that I'd probably more likely sell. If I wanted to get my cost basis out of the metal, so every dollar I invested in it, I could sell a certain portion of my silver, get all of my money back, and then just have silver for free. That would be one time I might sell it too. Now, the only time I would do that is if there was actually a good alternative investment that I could see on the ground when I wanted to sell my silver. So I might not sell it, even if I can get my cost out, if I don't have a good investment to plunk the money into. And then finally, I really am most likely to hold my silver forever. And most investors will say, you're stupid. And I'm saying, that's fine. I'm stupid. I'm good. I'm good with being stupid. I'm happy with that. But most people would say you're stupid to do that because, you know, if you have a chance to make money and invest in other things, you ought to. And my answer is no, I'm holding this. I truly am holding this for future money in case I ever need it. And that's much more valuable to me than just trading it off for some other investment.